Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, Manasokas? Welcome to another episode of Manasoka Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone. I'm always around with my Chinese best friend.
Hey, thanks for listening to Manasoka Podcast. You're in the level now that you're Elvis Presley. How do you feel about that, Michael Blackson?
I mean, nobody ever called me a fucking Elvis Presley, but I appreciate the compliment.
Mike, I've hanged out with you before, walk around with you. It's like people screaming everywhere
homeless,
we go.
Homeless people screaming.
No, motherfucker. You almost caused a major accident off the 101 freeway when I was driving with you over there. There's this guy. He had like a 1992 Range Rover, just like me. And all he was doing was filming you off the 101 freeway. I'm like, Mike, he's going to get in a fucking accident. And he got you on tape.
That's not a fan. That's a stalker, motherfucker.
No, he's a fan, Mike. You know what's the crazy thing is, when I'm with you, we could be eating somewhere real fancy and you hear a guy screaming in the background, "Hey, you motherfucker!" And then all the people go, What the fuck is going on?
My fans are real. That shit happens all the time. I could be in the airport. Yeah. A bunch of black kids would like see me, "Hey, you bitch nigga."
How you feel about that?
And then the white lady like, "Oh, God,
what the fuck?
Why is he calling my..." What's wrong? These people are so mean. Yeah. I'm like, it's okay. These are my fans. Fans, what do you do? Are you a killer? I'm not a fucking killer. Why you call you a bitch nigga? Don't say the N-word, motherfucker. But yeah, it's our love, man.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed about your friends. It's like the more they say disrespectful things, is the more they love you, I think.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
All my fans, the more love they show me, the worse they curse me. Like, "You black bitch nigga." Yeah. I'm like, that guy loves me.
Yeah, that guy loves me. That guy looks at my page every day.
He lives on my page. Those are my true fans, man.
That's amazing. That's very different from all the big fans of other big people.
In fact, you know what's so funny? I share a birthday with like Trey Songz, right? And I'm out 1 year. I went on his Trey Songz page on his birthday. And the girl's like, "Oh my God, Trey Songz, we love you. Throwing panties at you, panties." And I come on my page on my birthday. "Hey, you black bitch. Crispy fuck. This is on your birthday. This is the day your mom shitted you out, you black piece of shit." I'm like, that motherfucker loved me right there.
He loves you a lot.
A lot of
He'll
love.
He'll do anything.
In the regular world of dating, you know, I have a special guest. I mean, he's a creative director and he's a designer. Give a big hand for my nigga, my man, Mr. Marcus Plateau. Woo! Marcus, what's good?
Hello.
Everything good?
Everything's great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So she has a problem finding a man, you know. So
same. Oh. Same. We're all in the same boat going up the same shit creek.
So, I mean, tell us a little bit about yourself, Marcus.
I am a creative director. Wait, what do you want to know about me?
Well, I mean, you're looking for a man just like she's looking for a man.
Oh, yeah. They're trash.
They're just trash. So I mean, I did some research on you, and you know, before you were interested in men, you liked women at one point. You were
I did at one point. And sometimes there's that, like, it's like Tinkerbell flies over and like puts the fairy dust. Well, maybe that's now, but she, like, I don't know. Sometimes I just want to, like, have sex with a woman. It's weird. But it has to be the right woman. It has to be, like, sexually attracted to her. There's like a sexual, like, the body has to be right.
So you have, like, flashbacks?
Or more like burnouts.
Yeah, we call them burnouts.
Yeah. They're burnt in my head.
So, all right. So, in the gay world, is it harder to? Because when I think of gay men, I just think y'all just party and just fuck each other all day. Like, I thought men could just, because men, we want to fuck, right? Yeah. I want to fuck a woman every day. I have a coochie problem. Yeah, right.
That's your problem.
That's my problem. So if a gay man, if men are the same way, they just want to fuck all the time, and they run other men, they should not just be fucking. How hard is it to find a man, a gay guy?
Like next to impossible.
For real?
Yeah. Wow. Like if you got on any of the gay dating apps, they're all like, "Do you party? Do you drugs?" It's like, bitch, do you have a job? What's in your wallet?
Holy crap!
What the fuck am I gonna do with you high on meth on the street, girl? And look, bye. No.
Wow.
And that's okay. Like, everyone does what they do, but like, it's not like incomplicated. I think, like, it's just there's scenarios that where it like drives down, like, people that are only looking for sex, people that are looking for relationships. But the ones that drive hardest for the relationships, I feel in the gay community, like, they are the ones to, like, wreck it the fastest. They're the ones to cheat.
Wow. I want to know how you went from, like, just eating pussy to sucking dick. I want to just get to the point. How did you get to that?
Like, yeah, tell us from the day you were born all the way up.
No, no. My mouth went on one thing and one thing went down my mouth. Gotcha. No, it's attraction for me. I like the hyper-masculinity of a man. But I think a woman's body is, like, completely beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of, like, art in a woman's body. And I still find that completely beautiful. But there's just something about a man that just, like, drives me up the wall and over the balcony.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African king of comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Marasoka Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Marasoka. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
So you know what's funny? My brother had a birthday party at his house.
Your gay brother?
Yeah, my gay brother. Okay. And, you know, that was like the first year he came out. It was like...
Came out of where? What do you mean?
Yeah, came out of the closet, you know.
Did he physically come out of the closet?
Oh, you know, what's funny is he was 18. He went to prom with a girl. Because, you know, in Filipino culture is very... Like, my mother never, oh, he's not gay. But, you know, I know. I'm the older brother. I see him play with Barbie while we go and, you know, throw rocks at each other. So I already know. Hey, mom, he's gay. But, you know, it's very hard to come out at that time. It was like 1990s, you know.
Maybe he was straight to bed. Get it? Straight to
bed. So, yeah, he took karate class because people always bully him. And then he didn't come out, you know, until later. But when he came out, it went, ooh, he brought all his friends. Everybody was wearing thong at the party. It's okay. Oh, yeah. My mom's fine with it, you know. Now, you know, he's very loving. He's very sweet. I mean, I love, yeah, great. Like, I never thought it would be like this.
So, you didn't, gay is not what you thought it was?
Yeah, yeah. They love, so think? Loving. The boyfriend was so loving.
You didn't think they were loving?
Oh, no, I thought it was just a bunch of sword fights everywhere.
Man, we like come in the room.
Oh, shit, you're going to get hit by Zorro. But, yeah, they're so loving. Gay people have the most loving energy. It's like...
I know, my thing, I just thought they just like just sucking each other dick all day.
Oh, no, no.
There's more to it than
it's
that.
A lot of happiness. They love it. They have so much energy and love and, happiness everywhere. Every time we're at the party... Oh my God! It's like the light came out.
Yeah. So you think being gay is better than being? Would you?
Want I mean, to... no, not me. But I'm talking about like, I respect the gay community. They're so loving. I mean, great energy. Nice it's people, like so much energy.
Yeah. And I'll say thank you for everybody.
The underwear. So it's thongs. It's everything. Baby.
There's everything. There's there's everything. There's 10 different pairs. This is like the first launch, and
you should hook him up. Chinese there'll be
five already. Like
you need gay models because my brother and his boyfriend is model material.
I need a gay man to treat me right. That's what I need.
Well, he's gonna try to steal your brother.
Oh, that's gonna cause a family problem. They finally just love each other.
So they got married. Did you go to wedding?
No, they didn't get married yet. Yeah, they're going to get married
soon. I thought he got divorced. Which one got
Oh, he got
before?
Divorced before.
The first wedding.
Okay, then I can fuck him well before the wedding.
Yeah. I was only invited to the divorce party. I was not invited to the wedding.
Why didn't you invite you to the wedding?
Because I guess I'm not a wedding material people. Yeah. But the divorce party, I was invited to the divorce party.
How was that? Another thongs and sword fights?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of sword fights. No, not sword fights. I didn't see that. They were just jumping around the backyard pool. Everybody wearing thongs, like, oh, great.
Did you join in or no? Oh,
no, I don't know how to swim. Like, you know? Unfortunately, I had to go back home.
All right, how can they get a hold of your
Yeah, your line,
like,
your
thongs. It's launching in March, but it's kind of like Mulatto said, okay. No panties.
Do you need models? Because Michael Blackson is not sponsored with Versace and Roberto Cavalli yet. Forever 22.
I have enough underwear, man. I appreciate it. Yeah? Thank you very much. I got plenty of drawers.
No, Mike, he has boxers too.
You're gonna
too.
Like my drawers, though.
They're
panties.
Did you bring some today, sir?
No, didn't. But I'll send you some. We'll have
so how can they reach
we'll
you? Because
exchange information. Instagram is Marcus_John. The brand is called Plato X Marcus John. So it's Plato by Marcus John, and it's gonna be fabulous.
Is it spelled like Plato, like the Play-Doh toys?
No, like the philosopher.
Like with a D-O or D?
P-L-A-T-O.
P-L-A-T-O.
And it's M-A-R-K-A-S.
Wow.
So do you have, would you ever consider maybe going back to eating pussy and sucking titties?
Yeah.
I have. I've actually done it. Like,
all right, let's see if you can.
I feel like I'm on like an every
beautiful
like.
Beautiful friends here.
Yeah.
109.
I got some beautiful friends.
Yeah.
Can y'all just come on, ladies?
Uh-oh.
Ladies, come
Uh-oh.
On.
Get the ladies on here. Let it just come and say hi.
I'm going to get frustrated.
I mean, I have all types. We have Nigerian yes. beauty.
Come on.
You know, we have all
come kind on. Look,
Asian. We have Let's, titties.
Yes.
Come on, just have a seat.
Honey,
get closer,
T&A.
Ladies. Come and
oh
say hi
goodness.
To him.
Oh, my goodness. I think he's going to have a baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I want one. I want a baby.
Yes.
Yes.
Look at these beautiful ladies. He's
wow.
sure.
Yes, they're all,
that one
you are
sit
all
on his lap.
So
don't be scared.
Gorgeous. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes.
The chocolate factory has arrived.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.